Good morning. It's March 22nd. Often when I'm reading these daily devotions from Oswald Chambers, there's one sentence or even sometimes just a few words in his commentary that really speak to me. Today it was about two-thirds of the way through where he writes, "If the Spirit of God has stirred you, make as many things inevitable as possible. Let the consequences be what they will." Today's passage, Luke chapter 24, verse 32, is important, and it both asks a question and assumes an answer. It says, "Did our hearts not burn within us?" Oswald's writing has that same structure, a question and answer. He says, "If the Spirit of God has stirred you, make as many things as inevitable as possible. Let the consequences be what they will." In other words, we're to do what we should do and accept whatever consequences we have. So I wanted to go back and read the entirety of Luke 24. And to set the stage for us, we must remember that Jesus has been laid to rest. The women go to him after the third day to apply spices to the body, but instead find the empty tomb. We then fast forward and see two disciples walking on the road to Emmaus, and soon they're accompanied by a person they subsequently learn is Jesus. He explains Scripture to them and then reveals himself, but quickly disappears. And you read those words, "And did they not say, were our hearts burning within us while he opened Scripture to us?" So I ask myself today, first, does God's Word burn so intensely in me that I'm willing to be bold for him no matter what the consequences might be? I think from time to time it's okay to experience some doubt. Just five verses later in this passage, the disciples experience that exact same doubt. What's not okay is to stay in that season of doubt. So how do I get that burning? How do I overcome that doubt? And how am I willing to accept whatever consequences there are for my belief? I think there's four things. Number one, we've got to hear God's Word. We need to read it. We need to pray it out loud. We need to meditate upon it. We need to seek it every day. We've got to hear God's Word. Secondly, we have to seek to hear from Jesus. Each morning as I open His words, I'm commanded to ask the Holy Spirit to make my heart open to His leading. Am I willing to hear from Jesus as He leads me through God's Word? Third, I want to reflect on all that God has done in my life. As I read the apostles' doubt, their doubt is very often overcome with the direct words of Jesus, but more frequently overcome as He reminds them of what He has said. He reminds them of what He has done. He causes them to reflect on His presence in their life. And finally, number four, to look joyfully for the future return of Christ and the establishment of His kingdom forever. I think if we focus on those four things, then we will be set on fire for His Word. I hope you have a great day.